So, welcome to another episode of the We Are Wrestling Podcast. So, I'm doing this solo today. No renegade here. It's just me. And we're going to get to this. We're going to get to wrestling. And so, let's start off with SmackDown. SmackDown came and went. This is still the new era, the Triple H era. And it starts off with the match I would have thought would have been the main event of the show. And it starts off with LA Knight versus AJ Styles. The winner gets to face Cody Rhodes at Backlash. This was a really good match. It was like a little bit better than a WrestleMania match. And of course, we all knew AJ Styles was going to win. So now it's going to be AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes at Backlash. The funny thing about this is AJ won, and they were like, well, we're going to have Cody, like, address AJ Styles, because Cody is on the UK tour. I was like, wow, they actually addressed that? I was like, that was a little different. Like, I didn't see that coming. Like, I didn't think that they would address that part. And it was like, no. We have a UK tour going on right now, and we have our guys over there, and he's going to talk about this. I'm like, okay, cool. So then they do a little recap of Solo and Tama Tonga. And then all of a sudden, Solo pulls up. And Solo is dressed. He's dressed up. He is ready. And you're like, what the fuck? And then Paul Heyman is like, what's going on? And then Tama Tonga pulls up right behind him. And Solo says, where's Kevin Owens? He's like, I don't know. He was like, are we going to address this guy? He said, this guy, he's my MFT. Now, some people are saying it's my favorite Tongan. I'm taking it as he's my family tree. So, I don't know. It's looking a little crazy. And Solo coming in with the vibe that he had, he totally stole it and felt like he was the new tribal chief. Like, he's the person in charge. I still can't believe that 3 years ago, this dude was on NXT and we were trying to figure out, okay, what is he going to do? Like, what's up with him? Like, he's not even, you know, like the greatest of great. He comes to the main roster and this is what we get. Like, we get the new Tribal Chief, Solo Sikoa. Like, man, that felt great. So, then we have Nick Aldis, and he brings out Paul Levesque again. Because, you know, we have to do it again. So, they call out A-Town Down Under. They're talking, they're doing their jokes. And Hunter's like, listen, I don't even want to go through that. I went through that on Monday. He pulled off the thing. And there we go. Brand new tag team titles, the WWE tag team titles. He said what's old and is what's new, and those tag titles look exactly like the old tag titles. And I don't mean just like the old ones they had, I mean the 1980s, the really good sexy looking ones. They look just like those. Chef's kiss, great. It was perfect. Like, it was done perfectly. Like, those titles look great. Like, out of all of the titles that they have right now, the WWE tag titles look amazing. They look amazing. They look like I said, they look like the 80s tag titles. They're fucking amazing. Greatest thing that WWE can do. I'm so glad. So, then they said, we're going to have a four-way for the tag titles. And the four-way is between AOP, Legado del Fantasma, the New Quarter Catch Republic crew, and the Street Profits. So they have this whole big thing. This match wasn't bad at all. This match was pretty damn good. It was pretty damn good. And the Street Profits wind up winning. So now it's going to be the Street Profits versus A-Town Down Under for the WWE tag titles. So Backlash is looking like it's building quite nicely, because we got Street Profits versus A-Town Down Under. We got DIY versus Awesome Truth, AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes, a match that I'm going to say later, and probably a women's world title match. Oh, and Jey Uso versus Damian Priest. I totally forgot about that. So the card is filling up way before we get to the pay-per-view, because the pay-per-view is in 2 weeks. Next week is the draft. And they made it clear to say, all of these things probably won't matter because we're going into the draft. We'll see what happens. And I'm totally fine with that. So then we cut back and we see Solo Sikoa. And Paul Heyman is trying to calm Solo down. And Solo says, no, we're going out to the ring. So Solo starts cutting this promo. And all of a sudden, the fans just start chanting, we want Roman. They just, it was the loudest We Want Roman chant I've ever heard. When Roman comes back, he's totally going to be a face. Just like I said, he's going to be a face, and the Usos are going to be faces, and they're going to go against the new bloodline. The new Savage bloodline. Because Solo was talking with Paul Heyman with him, and all of a sudden, Kevin Owens just gets thrown out. And Kevin Owens just gets thrown out of the back. And you're like, what the fuck? And Kevin Owens is busted open because Tama Tonga beat the living hell out of Kevin Owens. And then Kevin kind of recovers. He gets up, gets in the ring, and he tries to beat up Solo and Tama, and they double team him and just murder him. Kevin is covered in blood. He's dripping blood all down his face. And Tama and Solo beat the hell out of him till Nick Aldis stops him. Nick Aldis gets in there with security. He was like, you guys got to go. You guys got to go. He's like, I can't let this happen. He's like, I can't let this happen. And then Solo does the ones, but he has his bloody hand. His hand is bloodied. And you're like, oh, this was so good. Like, this was perfect. Like, it was done perfectly. Like, I'm so happy with the Savage bloodline. And then we get Nick Aldis out in the back, and he's talking to Paul Heyman. He was like, dude, I can't have this happen. He was like, if this ever happens again, I'm going to get rid of you and them. And he points to a car in a car wreck. So Tama Tonga hit Kevin Owens' car with his car. We had a car accident in the back. And Nick Aldis is pissed. Nick Aldis is pissed. He said the bloodline better get their shit together because this isn't happening again. Like, oh shit. So that was really cool. So then we had a match which I'm actually kind of pissed off about, because we had earlier in the night Santos Escobar say, listen, I didn't attack Dragon Lee, but I know who did. So he's having this match with Carlito. Him and Carlito have this long match. Santos wins, but he never reveals who attacked Dragon Lee. I already guess, because I pretty much know that it's Carlito. Carlito did it. And nothing. There was nothing. They didn't say anything. They didn't address it. They just went, okay, he beat Carlito. Moving on. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's all we're going to do? Like, we're not even going to address this, like, at all? Like, holy shit. Like, that was weird, but I guess whatever. So then they show Damage Control. Damage Control is in a box. And then they have Jade and Bianca come out, because they're all sitting there watching the main event. And the main event is Naomi versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. And this match was pretty good. This match was good. And they gave it probably about 20, 30 minutes. This match was really good. And it ended with Tiffany Stratton getting in the ring and hitting Naomi and beating up Bayley. So she laid them out. So it looks like it's going to be a triple threat at Backlash. So it's going to be Tiffany Stratton versus Bayley versus Naomi. I'm totally fine with that, because you get both of Naomi becoming a consistent challenger, and you get Tiffany Stratton getting close to being a challenger. So now you have this big thing where it's like, okay, we're moving all together into this new era of, we're establishing different people as champions or like championship contenders. Because I know somewhere down the line, before the end of this year, Tiffany Stratton is definitely taking a woman's title. Which one? I don't know. She's going to take either the WWE women's title or the world title. Wherever she winds up, she's taking a title. And I feel like, just throwing this out there, she or whoever the new women's world champion is could be switched to another brand. And we could have that little weird thing that they always do right around draft time where it's like, hey, we got this guy from this brand and this person from this brand facing off in a match. And you're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. But, yeah. And regarding the Women's World title on Monday Night Raw, they said that they're going to do a battle royal. That is the most bullshit thing that they can do, is do a fucking battle royal for the world title. Like, that's it. That's what you're giving us. A battle royal? Like, you couldn't do, like, a one-night tournament? Like, I don't even get it. I don't get it. Like, Shawn Michaels would have probably did a one-night tournament. But a battle royal? I don't like it. I don't like it. That's a real miss by WWE. It's like you had a perfect opportunity to create something. But then again, I guess, like, they could be... Like, we don't want to run a tournament when we're about to run another tournament, which is like the Queen of the Ring, King of the Ring. I can understand, like, too many tournaments. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel like they should have did it. They should have did a tournament or something, because you could have made a bunch of angles. You could have had a lot of things happen. But they said, fuck it, we're doing a battle royal. It is what it is. So... that's the WWE SmackDown half of the podcast. So now we go over to the world of AEW, where the best wrestle. And 24 hours before Dynasty, we have a pay-per-view. And in that pay-per-view, we have a television show. It's called Collision. I don't know why I said a pay-per-view, because Dynasty is a pay-per-view. We're going into the pay-per-view. So, we start off with a six-man. I have no idea why they made this six-man, because it's both, like, faces. So, it was Edge, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus Top Flight Security. All three of them. Dante, Darius, and Action Andretti. And I was kind of confused. There was nothing wrong with this match. It was just like they were both good guys, and it's like nobody was cheating, nobody was doing like no crazy shit. It just was a fight. And of course, Eddie Kingston and Edge won because they're going against the House of Black. And right as like the match ends, the lights go out. Here goes the House of Black on the screen. They're saying, "Tomorrow we're going to end you, and we're going to bring your career to an end. And Edge, you have some darkness in you, and you don't want to, like, bring to the forefront. And tomorrow night, we're going to bring it to the forefront." And to me, I kind of feel like it's bringing up the kind of brood Edge. And if that's a thing, I would be kind of fine with it. Not really super fine with it. If they bring brood Edge to his darkness, I guess. I don't know. It's not really my thing to see this Edge go to be Brood Edge. Because, like, Brood Edge for, like, just a pop-up, it's like, hey, that's a thing. For any longer, nah, not my thing. So, then we had Will Hobbs. He just destroyed some guy. Like, literally in a squash match. Just destroyed him. And Don Callis goes, "I was on the phone with somebody important, and this Wednesday... it's now an IWGP championship match." Because now on Wednesday, it's going to be Will Hobbs versus Moxley for the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. And the less said about that, the better. So, yeah, just moving on. So then they did a nice, really nice video package for Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. It was really, like, it was a really good package. I liked it. Setting up for their match. And I'm all for it. So then we get Chris Jericho. He's talking about Hook, and he said, I got a little hot-headed. I didn't mean to push Taz down, but Hook, tomorrow I'm going to show you I'm a better wrestler than you, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I was like, okay. So then we had the Ass Boys versus the Acclaim. And, okay, Max Caster's back to rapping. He's not fumbling his words. He's back to rapping. He's dissing the Ass Boys. Came a little harder than he usually does. So to me, it feels like he's getting ready for his single run, where he's going to be like total asshole. I'm down for it. I want him and Bowens to separate. I think Bowens is the superior person, and Max Caster causes a lot of trouble online, and he actually just, something's off with him, and I would think that Anthony Bowens should be away from him and doing his own thing. I'm all for that. So, like, they had a really long match, and I was trying to figure out, like, what are they doing? Because they're wrestling the next night in a six-person. It's like, so why are they having this really long, drawn-out match? And it was just a thing, and the Ass Boys won. They beat the Acclaim. So to me, like I said, they have a match the next night. So go-home math, if we're going by go-home math, that means that the Acclaim are winning. I hope not. I really hope not, because if they don't, the Acclaim will break up and everything will be fine. So then we get Bryan Danielson. And Bryan Danielson is in the back and he's talking. And he's like, everybody's wondering, why am I going to have a bunkhouse match the night before? He's like, because. He's like, I want to wrestle. I want to do some things. He's like, I want to hurt some people. And Will Ospreay comes out and like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, we have a match tomorrow. He's like, why are you doing this? And he's like, you'll never understand. And he just walks off and Will's like, what the fuck, man? He's like, and like, I get Will's thing. It's like, we're going into this match. I want you at your full strength, because the second that he beats him, Bryan can have the excuse, well, I wrestled right before that in a bunkhouse brawl match. That's it. And it's like, eh. But, like, we all know Will's going to beat Bryan, so that's a thing. So then we have Thunder Rosa. No, Tony Storm talking about Thunder Rosa. And Tony Storm is amazing in this character. Like, she's cutting this amazing promo. And it's like, wow. And then she ended it was like, you say that you're going to drag me to hell, but my bedroom is hell because I sleep with demons every night. And I was like, that is a bar. That's a fucking bar. She's amazing. I love Toni Storm. I don't want her to never lose a title. And hopefully they do this thing where they, if they're going to put the TBS title on Mercedes, fine, let her have the title and let Tony keep the title and them two eventually feud. But like, holy shit, Tony needs to keep that title. Because that's amazing. So then we had the Bunkhouse Brawl match between Kyle Fletcher and Tanosuke Takeshita versus Cesaro and Bryan Danielson. Well, his name is Claudio, but I just keep calling him Cesaro because I keep forgetting. And this match was brutal. This match was bloody. This match was awesome. It was great. It was fucking great. They were beating the shit out of each other, and Bryan gets busted open, of course. And they're just beating the shit out of each other. And then Bryan and Claudio get the win, and Bryan cuts another amazing promo, and he says, everybody has their idea of heaven, what it is. It's a peaceful place, 40 virgins. He was like, this is my heaven. I'm like, in this ring, bleeding for you people, wrestling night after night. This is my heaven. And at that point, I'm like, okay, you said that that's your heaven. Why are you retiring? Like, I don't want you to retire. Like, there's nothing in me that wants him to retire. Like, I want him to just keep wrestling. I love Bryan Danielson. And, like, especially after he cut that speech saying that this is his heaven, like, let this man live in his heaven. Like, he doesn't have to retire. I know that he said he's slowing down, but, like, I don't want that either. I just want him to keep wrestling. I want him to keep going. I want Bryan Danielson to keep going. I don't want him to stop. Like, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And he proves it over and over and over again. So, that's amazing. So, then we have a promo with Chris Statlander and Willow. And it's so great. And Stokely's there, too. It's so great. Because Chris Statlander is... I forgot what she said. But she just kept saying F-U was short for something else. And, like, she was getting it all ass backwards. And Stokely was like, what the... He's like, that's not what I'm... He was like, F-U means something else from where I'm from. And then Willow was saying she's going to powerbomb Julia Hart straight to hell. And she's going to kick her ass. And she called her a bitch. And Chris Statlander and Stokely lost it. I mean, this was great because Willow came out with all this intensity. And, like, she looks like she's actually mad and ready to beat somebody's ass. Which, like, I'm all for. Like, I have no problem. But I'm all for this. So, then we had a match between Leila Hirsch and Sky Blue. And I have to bring this up because Sky Blue has evolved so much. Like, in the time that she's been on TV, she evolved. Every time she's getting in the ring, she has now ring presence. She has this feel. She has a vibe. She's getting it together and she's becoming more and more of a star. Where she goes next, I have no idea. But, like, she's growing as a star. Like, everything about her is just, like, she's putting it together. She's getting the vibe, the talking, the looks at the camera, the placement. She has it all. Like, she has it. She's really fucking good. And I am super hype, and I'm glad that she's getting to do what she needs to do. It's amazing. Like, I love that. So, then we go to the main event of the show, which is the Young Bucks and Okada versus FTR and Pac. They have this match, and it's a six-person match, and it's right, like I said, it's right before the show. It's right before the show, and it's like, okay, but you guys, you know you don't have to go this hard. Like, they're going hard. They're busting ass. Like, it's great. Like, it's, like, they're kicking ass like they don't have tomorrow. They're like, it's no tomorrow. Like, there's no pay-per-view tomorrow. We're just gonna murder the shit out of each other now. And it's like, what are you saving for tomorrow? Like, seriously, like, what is happening for Dynasty? Like, right now, you just have this amazing six-person match, and it's like... Yeah, well, we'll get the Dynasty when we get the Dynasty. It's like, dude, but you're beating the shit out of each other now. It's like, whatever. Like, that's not what we care about. Like, okay. Like, okay, that's good. That's good. I'm all for that. So, yeah, that was... That was Collision. And then we had Rampage, because Rampage was rampaging. And on Rampage, we had a 420 match. It was RVD, Isaiah Cassidy, Commander, and one more person that I can't remember. What was the other person? It was one more person. I just can't remember what the other person was. Why can't I remember? Shit. But it was another person. And it was a four-way for the 4-4-4. It was really Lee Johnson. It was Lee Johnson. Thank you. Lee Johnson was the other guy. This match was a lot of high flying, a lot of crazy stuff, and you know, it was a thing. RVD won, but it was a thing. It was a 420 thing. I mean, I don't know. It was a high match, high fly, a high thing. Like I guess it was good though. I mean, it wasn't my style, but it was good. I'm sorry, it wasn't my style. I know people are like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" It wasn't my style. I'm sorry, guys. It wasn't. So then we had Angelo Parker come out, and he said he lost a lot of things, and he lost people, and he lost stuff. And then Ruby Soho comes out, and Ruby Soho says, "Dude, I'm pregnant." And he breaks down and starts crying, and he hugs her. And it was such an emotional, sweet moment. It was so cute. I liked it. It was great. Good for them. Congratulations to Angelo and Ruby. So then we had Yuka Sakazaki versus Emi Sakura. And once again, it was an amazing match. Like, I have no problem with this. This was an amazing match. I just mad that it was on Rampage. Like, I would have loved this on Collision. Like, it would have been so cool if this was on Collision, but it was on Rampage where, like, not that many people watch it. Yuka Sakazaki gets the win. She beats Emi Sakura. This match was great because, like, they did a mixture between comedy and just, like, beat your ass wrestling. It was like an in-between, but it was done so well. It was like, dude, this is so awesome. And it was so fucking awesome. It was like, alright, this is great. And it was fucking awesome. And like I said, Yuka won, and we moved on. And it was like, yeah, but this match was great because they did everything in one match, and it was fun. It should have been on the more people in Collision. Hopefully a lot of people stuck around from Collision to Rampage. So then we get to the main event, which is another six-person match, which is the Undisputed Kingdom versus Kyle O'Reilly, Matt Menard, and Rocky Romero. And, of course, the Undisputed Kingdom get the win because it's setting up the match for the next night, which is Kyle O'Reilly versus Roderick Strong. And Kyle O'Reilly said, "Roderick Strong, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass. Wait, just wait. Just wait till tomorrow. You got six hours or whatever." I don't know what the fuck he said. He said something about he's going to kick his ass and take the title. I don't know. I'm fucking losing it here. So while that was going on, because like I was half and half, and like Revolution was on. And Revolution was, it was good. It was good. I was not expecting it to be, like, I don't know. I was just expecting it to be, like, I mean, not Revolution, Rebellion. Like, I was expecting it to be, like, like an eh match or an eh show. But, like, as soon as I saw, like, the stage, I was like, oh, shit, this is actually really good. So it started off with a six-man. It was Leon Slater and ABC, like, Austin Aries, I mean, Ace Austin and Chris Bay, versus the Radicals. This match was fucking great. This match was fucking great. Leon Slater stole the fucking show, and he got the pin, but this match was fucking great. Like, this was great. So then we had, for the digital media title, we had Laredo Kid versus Crazy Steve. Like, I was kind of just caught off guard, because, like, I didn't know Laredo Kid was in TNA, and he won the digital media title from Crazy Steve, but I was just like, I was kind of taken aback. I didn't know that. So then we had Danny Luna and Jody Threat, which is Spitfire. They defeated the Decay and retained their tag titles. That was cool. Mustafa Ali beat Jake something, and I'm loving Mustafa Ali's run. Like, Mustafa Ali has been doing amazing stuff over and over and over again. Every time he has a match, this match fucking blew it away. Like, I saw somebody online say, "Oh my god, this is the best Ali I've seen since he left WWE." And I was like, he's done some cool stuff, but, like, he's just really fucking good. Like, he's really good, and people are seeing it now because he gets to show off and do what he wants to do. And it's great. So then we had Richmond with AJ Francis versus Joe Hendry. And Joe Hendry made this awful, awful, awful AI video of AJ Francis and Richmond. So they're in the ring, and they showed Sean Merriman like 5 minutes before this. They were like, oh, Sean Merriman's in the crowd. I was like, oh, he's going to get in this. And sure enough, he did. So AJ kept messing with him, and he got in the ring, and he told AJ, he was like, I'm going to kick your ass. And he's just like, yeah, whatever, bring it. So all of a sudden, Sean Merriman just turns around and clotheslines the living shit out of Joe Hendry. So Joe Hendry is down, and 1, 2, 3, Rich Swann gets the win. I was like, oh, shit, that was crazy. So then we had Frankie Kazarian in a Full Metal Mayhem match versus Eric Young. And he beat Eric Young, and it was good. Like, it was good. Then we had, I forgot who was supposed to wrestle Steve Macklin, but somebody was supposed to wrestle Steve Macklin. And Steve Macklin was like, dude, I can't go, so I have somebody else that's going to wrestle for me. And that person was Santana. Mike Santana from Proud and Powerful, which is the last thing he was, but LAX. He's from LAX. Mike Santana is now back in TNA. So that was great. So he's back. That's awesome. So then we had The System retain their titles against Speedball Mountain. I'm not really vibing with that name. I actually do like how Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers like work together. Like, they're really coming into their own as a team. And after that, Sami Callihan just showed up out of nowhere. Sami Callihan is back. So Sami Callihan is in TNA, and he's returned, which is great. We had a really fun fucking banger of Josh Alexander versus Hammerstone. Hammerstone beat the shit out of Josh Alexander and stole his headgear, and he'd been walking around with it, parading around with it, acting like he's cool, and just being like, just poking fun at Josh Alexander. So Josh Alexander was like, alright, I'm gonna kick your ass. And Josh Alexander he won. But Hammerstone did the fucking powerbomb thing that he does side to side. He did it off the top rope, and I was like, that was fucking awesome. This dude is strong, powerful, and fucking awesome. Fucking TNA has a... For him, he should be champion. He should be champion sometime soon. I don't know when, I don't know how, but he should be champion. So, then we had Jordynne Grace. Right before Jordynne Grace came out, they had a little video package, and Jonathan Gresham is returning to TNA. But Jordynne Grace comes out, and she beats Stephanie DeLandra, and it was a match. I was kind of in and out. I didn't see it. It was like, oh, okay. And Jordynne Grace did beat her, so that was a thing. But then we had the main event. And going into this main event, I'm like, okay, Nick Nemeth is definitely going to beat Moose. Like, it was all set up for it. This was a really cool match for Nick Nemeth. He bust his fucking ass in this match. Like, Nick Nemeth was showing people what he can be outside of WWE. He's a fucking star, that's for one. But he was fucking on, dude. He whooped Moose's ass, but Moose did get the win. Moose got the win. Moose is still the champion. And then all of a sudden, something started playing on the screen. And it just was like this random thing on the screen. And everybody's like, what the fuck? There was no setup to this either. It was like, just something random happens on the screen. It was like, what the fuck is happening? And then we just hear this, oh, yes! And I popped huge because I knew exactly who it was. And it was Broken Matt Hardy. Broken Matt Hardy showed up in TNA, dropped Moose, and then he picked up the TNA title. So Broken Matt Hardy is back in TNA. So Sami Callihan's back. They got Mike Santana and Broken Matt Hardy. So Rebellion was a really good night for them. Like, they had a really, really good night. This was fucking awesome. This was awesome for them. I will come back to another TNA pay-per-view. I usually do. But hopefully, once again, they don't have it at the same goddamn time fucking AEW has their show. I hope that they don't have it again. So, that's all. We're going into Dynasty tomorrow. And I could do predictions. And, I mean, it's not like it's going to be crazy predictions. Like, hey, this person is going to win. This person is going to win. I think, no. It's going to be predictions. It's going to be predictions. All right, so we have the Acclaim versus Bullet Club Gold. Winner takes all the 6-person tag titles. I'm going with, if we're doing math, I'm going with the Acclaim. Don't want it to happen. I really want Bullet Club. I want them to switch it out and give the Bullet Club all the titles just so we can break up the Acclaim. That's all. That's all I want. I just want the Acclaim to break up. No other reason. That's it. That's all I want. Then we have Trent Beretta versus Matt Sydal. Listen, this is, like, I don't know why the fuck this is happening. Somebody's yelling right now, oh, it's because of the attack. Yeah, that makes sense, but he should be going against Orange Cassidy. It should be Trent versus Orange Cassidy. It should be going right there at the pay-per-view. But since it's Trent versus Matt Sydal, fuck it, Trent's going to win. And then they just go, Orange Cassidy and Shibata are going to take on Shane Taylor Promotions. And it's like, that's, like, I have no problem with Shane Taylor Promotions, but that feud, we don't need that feud. The feud is Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta. Like, they need to have their match. And it's like, no, we're going to do everything else. So I'm going to go with Orange Cassidy and Shibata. And Shane Taylor Promotion gets a loss. Sorry, I mean, they get a loss. I don't want them to lose, but they lose. So then we have Edge, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black. I'm going out on a limb. I want the House of Black to win so we can set up a one-on-one, finally, with Malakai Black and Edge for the TNT title. That's what I want. So then we got Hook versus Chris Jericho. I really want Hook to win. I really, really want Hook to win. But I feel like Jericho's going to do some Jericho bullshit and Jericho's going to win. But I really want Hook to win. So then we have Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. And because go home math, I'm going with a new international champion, Kyle O'Reilly. I'm not saying I don't think it's going to happen, but I want it to happen. I want Kyle O'Reilly to win. That's my pick, and I'm sticking to it. So then we have Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. And I love Julia Hart. She's been doing a great job. She's really awesome. She's cool. And she's found her voice. She's found her vibe. She's found everything she needed to progress to be where she's at. But I think Willow's winning because whoever wins is going against Mercedes. So I think Willow's winning. We're going to their Mercedes Moné versus Willow. Then we have Okada versus Pac. This is a no-brainer. It's going to be Okada. Pac's not beating Okada. We have the Young Bucks versus FTR for the vacant AEW tag titles in a ladder match. Jack Perry's coming back. Young Bucks is winning. You don't even need to dig any deeper. Thunder Rosa is taking on Toni Storm for the AEW Women's Championship. Like I said before, keep the title on Toni forever. Toni Storm. Toni Storm forever. Then we have the world title match, Samoa Joe versus Swerve. I want Swerve to win. I kind of want him to win at Double or Nothing, but I think he might win here. So it's going to be Swerve, new champion. And the real main event, yes, the real main event, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. Of course Will Ospreay is going to win. Bryan Danielson isn't going to let Will Ospreay not win. So that's where we're going. We're going right there. Bryan Danielson is going to lose to Will Ospreay. And that's it. That's Dynasty. And we will be back. Maybe solo, maybe duo. We'll be back after Dynasty. And we will give you the results. And you'll find out what happened, what didn't happen, what could happen. Hopefully there's some surprises. Hopefully there's shakeups, some angles, some something. Something cool comes out of this. And you just go, wow, that was a great show. Other than watching this great wrestling and already going, wow, that's a great show. But yeah, like, you never know. Something could happen. Hopefully something happens. But we're going to have a great show regardless. So see you guys later.